Elizabeth George was born in Ohio, then moved with her family to California. So she's not British, though her beloved fictional character, Inspector Linley, is. Professionally, Elizabeth started out as a high school English teacher. While at El Toro High School in California, she was selected Orange County Teacher of the Year, a tribute in part to the work she'd done with remedial students for nearly a decade. She left education after 13 and a half years when she sold her first novel, A Great Deliverance. Elizabeth has won numerous awards, and several of her novels have been filmed by the BBC and broadcast in the U.S. on PBS. Her series, featuring Inspector Linley, has been wildly successful, with 18 books in the series since 1988. Today we'll speak with Elizabeth about her new Inspector Linley novel, Just One Evil Act. Welcome, Elizabeth, and thank you so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for asking me.
You were born in Ohio, raised in California. Why is Inspector Linley set in Scotland Yard and not, for example, the LAPD, which you might have been more familiar with?
Oddly enough, when I first got into writing seriously with the hope of getting published, my immediate thought was to create a British novel, not an American novel. I have come up over the years with many, many reasons why this was the case, but I really think what it was is that I've had a long-time love affair with Great Britain that began in the 60s when I first went to England. I went to England in 1966, which was at the height of swinging London as it was then. The things that were coming over to the United States that constituted pop culture, and this was really during the midst of my interest in pop culture, all those things were British. Mary Quant was designing mini skirts and mini dresses. The Beatles were dominating music and certainly influenced music for many years to come. We were just meeting on film people like Terence Stamp, Michael Caine, Julie Christie, the Redgraves, all of whom are household names now, but then we were just being introduced to them. So that really stimulated my interest in England, and I've maintained it all those years.
All of your novels have the place almost as a character. Have you ever lived in London?
For a number of years, I had a flat in London, but I've never lived there on a permanent basis. The most time I've ever spent in England is actually only 7 weeks at one go. I have, however, been to England many, many, many times since 1966. I'm actually no longer aware of how many times I've been there. When I had a flat there, I went 4 or 5 times a year. And what that does for me is it keeps me really current in what's going on in England culturally, socially, economically, and politically.
For those who haven't met him yet, can you introduce Inspector Linley to our listeners?
Well, Thomas Linley is a detective inspector at New Scotland Yard with a subordinate officer who works with him, Detective Sergeant Barbara Havers. Linley is an aristocrat. He is a person who was, through birth, saddled with a title and an estate, but who has never really taken to that part of his life as well as he might have done. He is sort of an egalitarian kind of character. As a young child, spent a great deal of time on the estate, getting to know the people who worked there rather than mingling with people who were more like him. As a result, he has, I think the best way to describe it is to say that he has felt an enormous sense of responsibility to other people, along with a sense of guilt that he has had handed to him so many more privileges than other people have. And that drives a lot of his behavior in the books.
And Barbara Havers.
Well, Barbara Havers is Linley's polar opposite, and she was a character that I created deliberately to be his polar opposite because I wanted to sort of allow the reader to see what the interaction between two characters from totally different social class could be like. But I also wanted to illustrate through these two characters that a man and woman could work together and indeed could come to love each other, but not have it be a sexual kind of love, because clearly these two characters would never become romantically or sexually involved with each other. That the idea is really ludicrous, considering who they are, not so much who they were born as, but just who they are as individuals, because they are, as the British would say, chalk and cheese to each other.
In your new book, Just One Evil Act, we meet Taimullah Ashhar. Am I saying it right? Tell us about his travails.
Well, in this book, Taimullah Ashhar, who is actually one of the continuing characters in the series, Taimullah Ashhar's daughter has been kidnapped. Now, she was actually kidnapped. Well, kidnapped is not the right word. She was taken in the previous book, a book called Believing the Lie. She was taken by her mother, who hasn't actually lived with Taimullah Ashhar for quite some time. She had left him for another man, leaving her daughter behind, and now she came back and has reclaimed her daughter, only she's just disappeared essentially off the face of the earth. So at the end of Believing the Lie, that's what the reader knows has happened. In the beginning of the new book, Just One Evil Act, the action picks up exactly where the other book left off, and now Barbara Havers, who is Taimullah Ashhar's close friend and neighbor, is going to become involved in trying to find this little girl.
I was very struck hearing you speak about how to add research to a book. Could you talk about that?
The whole thing about research for me is that both as a reader and as a writer, the critical thing is to bury the research so that it just seems like a natural part of the narrative. It seems as if this piece of information is what that character would know in those circumstances. And a lot of times when you read a book, you can see the research, and you can see when sometimes an author actually stops the action of a novel to dump a bunch of research in and then carries the action on. It's almost as if the author wants to prove that he to his tax man or to the IRS that, yes, indeed, I did go to these places on a business trip to get this information, and here it is in the book. But that isn't how I like to write. I like to make it part of the narrative. And so if it doesn't fit, the research isn't there.
This is your 18th Inspector Linley novel. Do you find now that he walks alongside of you and gives you ideas for new books?
Oh, I only wish. No, I don't find that at all. But I do find that he's a very real character to me, in that when I start a new book and I have that first moment of seeing Linley on the page again, it is like welcoming back an old friend. I'm always happy to see him and the other characters as well. But they don't dominate my thoughts. They aren't with me during the day. They are just there with me in those moments when I'm actually writing.
And are you already at work on a new book?
I am. Indeed, this morning I got up and did my 5 pages. So I'm working on the 19th Linley novel right now.
Will you work sometime in the future on a non-Linley book?
Well, I have a new series of books, indeed, out, and these are young adult novels. They take place on Whidbey Island in the state of Washington, which is where I live, and they involve a young girl whose mother drops her off at the ferry to go across to Whidbey Island to be picked up by a friend of hers. She and the young girl and her mother are on the run from her stepfather, and the mother's laying a false trail to British Columbia, to the town of Nelson. So that's where those books begin, and the first one was called The Edge of Nowhere.
Any final thoughts about your latest Linley novel?
The new Linley novel takes place in Lucca, Italy, and in London. It's the first time that I've taken Linley and Havers out of the UK. They actually have been to Scotland in a book, and in another book, St. James and Deborah go to the island of Guernsey in the English Channel. But this is the first time that I've ventured into the mainland of Europe to do a book. And it was great. It was great fun, a great experience, and I got an opportunity to practice my Italian as well.
And you're bicycling around Lucca, I bet.
Indeed, yes. That was the main mode of transportation that I used, was a bicycle.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed your book.
Thank you so much for having me.